little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Iran, was it you that said about the fear of missing something?
Yes.
Yeah. Just say a little bit about...
So I think that's related to history taking or data gathering consultations. So I guess it goes back to the way that you're trained traditionally in medical school and then in hospital, which is to gather a huge amount of data and then use investigations to condense it down. And obviously GPs are a very different consultation structure. So for me personally, I found it really challenging to transition from that to where I am now. I've definitely gotten better, but I still often worry about missing something, so I have a very wide net
for
my questioning.
And
that means that it takes more time, which then means that you have more time spent in data gathering and less in the second half of the consultation.
Yeah. Well, I suspect that what Iram has is... there was quite a lot of nodding going on, so a general sense that we kind of know where she's coming from, and it is a challenge. I mean, it is a challenge because, you know, many situations are not totally certain, and primary care, first of all, we see more undifferentiated illness. We see patients with developing illness at an earlier stage than our hospital colleagues very often, and we have less backup, and we've got the time. So our setting is one that brings this sort of thing more to our attention. And it's a difficult balance because, we don't want to get complacent about this. You know, in amongst patients who probably could get by if they didn't come and see us, there's, you know, a steady group of people who've got more serious conditions that we need to identify and find. There is a book called Mapping Uncertainty in Medicine, which was published last year. You're nodding.
I've seen it.
Well,
it's on my list too.
Can't recommend it too highly. Well, it's all right. I believe it may be coming to a practice library near you, Ziad. So I think you might get a chance. And it, the authors are all GPs. The lead author, Avril Danchak, is a GP trainer and course organiser. Actually, I think Alison is as well. I think they both are, but Avril's most, you know, been doing it longer. And it kind of goes into this. And there are, I can't kind of elaborate too much here, but she talks about four different settings in which uncertainty appears. So the one that's most relevant is the first quarter of the book, which is what she calls the analysing sector, but basically she means when you're taking a history and trying to make, also examining, the data gathering for clinical reasoning. That's particularly what it's about. And that probably is the most relevant because that's the area you're talking about. And you can't eliminate uncertainty no matter how many questions you ask and how many tests you do. Do you know what I mean? It's like having a party. You'll always offend somebody. You can invite X people to your party and the X plus one that you would have invited will be offended for not getting an invitation. And they exist independent of the absolute value of X. So, is that broadly speaking true? And it's the same. There's always another question you could ask and another test you could do. So it's a challenge. And, I mean, it is better to start off more thorough when you're a learner and then gradually develop, insights as to where you could cut it down. The commonest clinical reasoning tool we use in all practice, and especially in primary care, is what's known as restricted rule out, which is... we gather enough data to be confident, adequately confident, that we're not missing anything serious and urgent, at which point we can relax. And, you know, we may then need to see the patient again, but if we can reach a level of, for example, once you realise mental health's in play, you want to be able to absolutely check that it's not so serious that there's a risk of suicide, for example, and in physical health you want to. So that's known in the jargon as restricted rule out, and it's an important strategy, and that's probably what you need. Enough of that, yeah. I mean, maybe because you may want to go beyond that, you know, to try and rule in. I'm not suggesting we never rule in diagnoses in primary care, but the first goal in a consultation is restricted rule out, and if you've reached that, then it's safe. And then you don't necessarily need to go beyond that, depending on, you know, lots of parameters. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the main thing, I'm not going to practice anything under that heading, but the you know, it's more to have that theoretical conception. But what I do want to say is I stumbled across a day or two ago two rather nice short documents on the website. In Australia, there's now a national GP trainers website, and they started just this year, 2017, they've started publishing short, broke about 20, a bit like the GMC booklets, about that sort of length. but they are more, they are, dare I say it, well, you know, they've a different purpose, but they're very good. And I will signpost them to you.
Great.
For the purposes of this. There's one about managing uncertainty and one about clinical reasoning, which are linked and they're relevant to this topic. And they are the best concise documents for that I've ever come across. But the most, I would commend this book to you as well.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.